Jacket News. Trending now. Trending now.
It's going to be a hot Thursday over northern Gauteng and the northwest. Very hot in the lower veld and extremely hot over the northeastern parts of Limpopo. Pretoria up to 30, Joburg 27, Mvombeland and Malahleni 29, Polokwane 33, Rustenburg 32. But take note, the massive cold front has hit coastal areas from Saldanha Bay to KZN with warnings of disruptive rain and a lot of snow.
So, an Edenvale is stationary vehicle on the N3 northbound before the Modderfontein Road exit. That's causing queuing traffic.
Deputy President Paul Mashatile will not appear before the National Council of Provinces today. His session for oral reply to questions has been postponed. His office says in a statement, Mashatile has been advised by his doctors to take a week off and recuperate after he collapsed in Tzaneen over the weekend. Mashatile says he also wants MPs to show their respect to the family of Pravin Gordhan, who will be laid to rest today. And UN member states voted yesterday to formally demand an end to Israeli occupation of the Palestinian territories within 12 months and the imposition of sanctions for non-compliance. The non-binding resolution is based on an advisory opinion from the International Court of Justice that calls for the occupation since 1967 as unlawful. I'm Khadra D'Souza. More news at 8.
Well, Saturday's Curry Cup final between the Fidelity ADT Lions and the Sharks will be just the sixth time, can you believe, that the teams meet in the grand final of the oldest provincial rugby competition in the world. The Lions finished atop the points table at the end of the regular season, so are probably favourites, though the Sharks are not to be underestimated. And adding to the excitement around the match this weekend is that it will be televised on SABC, which is the first time that's happened for a long time, courtesy of Gaitan McKenzie. The sports minister, who's really, really keen to see rugby shared on the other platforms. So,
what time?
The final kicks off at 3. I'm saying that because I'm assuming. I'll have to just be absolutely sure.
I need to plan my Saturdays, Kola. You must know this by now.
Not 3, 4.
Okay, 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, okay, which is not a bad time.
And it's a very good time.
Good time to start bright. Fortunately, not good news in the cricket front. Sinead Lees scored a brilliant unbeaten 53 yesterday, but not enough to get the Proteas women over the line in the T20 International against Pakistan in Multan. It didn't go much better for the men's team after Afghanistan claimed a 6-wicket victory over the Proteas men in the opening ODI in Sharjah, and that's after skittling South Africa out for just 106. The Afghanis getting there with 24 overs to spare. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's a Jack of Sport.
When you hear,
hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran. Give me
the shivers. What's up? It's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
More music you love on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing. Shake the ground.